one of the strongest bonds we share is that we both have young children. And he has teenagers, and I have a girl who's going to be a teenager in 15 months. And we all, that's the main topic of conversation in the studio, really, is the trials and tribulations of parenthood, fatherhood. And we share a deep bond in that respect. And there are three songs on this record that are directly about our kids. And Fast Company is one of them. He's saying to the kid, I know you think I'm an idiot, you know, and I know you think I don't know what I'm talking about, but I've been around for a while, and there is something to be said for experience. So that, yeah, that's what that song is about. Plus, it's a really great R&B, you know, I mean, we've got the horns on there, and it was fun to do. I get to do my little Al Green homage in the middle and on the bridge. So that was fun.
I wrote You Are Not Alone, I wrote it two summers ago. Yeah, my daughter was, she was battling an eating disorder at the time and was having a tough time. She was 15 years old and, you know, she, like I said, she's really hit a rough patch. And I was trying to figure out a way to give her some hope, you know. You know, and I think so often, you know, I wouldn't want to be a teenager today, Nikki. I think the world is a lot more complicated, more chaotic. I think you're on the fast track as far as everything developmentally, everything's happening sooner, kids are experimenting sooner. You know, a lot of times they're not emotionally, you know, able to deal with some of the disappointments and some of the struggles that they have. And I thought, you know, the one thing, you know, that I wanted to express to my daughter was that you're not alone. You know, that we're here for you and that, you know, we love you and you're going to get through this. You're going to be fine. It may not seem right now, but you're going to be okay. And I know there's a lot, you know, I know there's a lot of people that feel the isolation and feel that this is a pretty impersonal world we're living in now that doesn't really care too much about what your problems are because everybody else has problems too. So that was really the inspiration for it, was to say, here's what I maybe can't tell you in a father-daughter talk, but I want you to listen to this song, honey, because I wrote it with you in mind. It was exciting to be back together and all interested in the same thing, making a record.
I knew that if we could figure out our methodology for getting this thing done without killing each other, that we could do it. But I was not sure that could take place.
The record is, you know, is the residue of all the hard work that we put in once we really got serious and rolled up our sleeves.